The next thing that you should do very well in the area of operations and administration is manage your staff. Effective human resource management is critical. It's essential. And here are some of the things to focus on: good interviewing and hiring practices, having great agreements with your employees and contractors, having great compensation packages, having good performance review systems, and having people have great training and orientation. So let's talk about each one of those individually. Let's first talk about good interviewing and hiring practices. I always recommend that you hire for a position with clearly defined roles and responsibilities. Also, hire for a particular mindset and an attitude with interview questions that are designed to expose personality styles and perspectives. Interview for the required experience and skill set and have multiple interviews at different times of the day. Ask the people you are intending to hire what they are willing to be trusted with and how they would like to be held accountable for their performance. Be very clear about the compensation packages that you're offering and any variable components. And check the references. I know a lot of people who fail to make the reference checks that you always ask for in an interview situation, and they regret it thereafter. Also, if it's a position that handles money or deals with any of your intellectual property or safety or security issues, make sure that you complete those background checks. After you've made a decision to hire somebody, make sure that you have good employment agreements in place. The offer letter, the confidentiality agreement, which is sometimes called the proprietary information and inventions agreement, your payroll forms, your equipment loan forms. There is a lot of paperwork that needs to be handled correctly from the very beginning. And here's a tip: make sure that you have a human resources professional on your team. You don't have to hire a full-time employee, but make sure you have an HR consultant to help you through the process of making good offers and having good agreements with your employees. And have great compensation packages with your staff. Good compensation packages may have different components. They may just have hourly pay, but it may be salary and bonuses and commissions and even equity participation for some of your employees. Here's a tip: pay the position, not the person. You might have a little bit of flexibility there, but paying the person has a tendency to result in inflated compensation packages, and before you know it, you're spending way too much on your staff because you have high-value people that you're paying based on their worth and not on their performance and not on the position that they have. Here's another tip: spot bonuses can be very, very effective. When you randomly provide spot bonuses, and when you provide them in random amounts, it can be very motivating for the individual and the team. Next, let's talk about your formal performance review system. This usually takes a while for small companies to implement, but it's critical to the smooth operations of a company of any size. I always make sure that on that very first day, there is an orientation and training session with a position review. Then you have a 2-week check-in, a 1-month check-in, a 45-day check-in, a 60-day check-in, and a 90-day check-in, and every 90 days thereafter. That's right, a formal performance review meeting. And in that meeting, ask them to review their own performance and then compare that to your review of their performance. And be very, very direct about the issues that you are seeing. Earlier in this program, we talked about the UCR system of saying, I am uncomfortable about this, I am concerned about that, and here is my request. Again, the example: Joe, I'm really uncomfortable with the way that you've been coming in late. I'm concerned about the message that that's sending to the company and the team. And my request is that you come in on time every day. Here's another tip: a performance review is not a compensation review. Typically, companies have compensation reviews every year or so, although when you first hire somebody as a part of their performance package, you may have a compensation review at the 90-day mark or the 6-month mark. It's traditional in our society to only do a performance review once a year or when somebody is promoted. One of the key things about managing a great staff is having great training and orientation. As I said earlier, the first day is critical. From the very beginning, you want to train on systems and business processes. You want to train on OSHA and HIPAA and other government regulations. And you want to especially train on safety and security issues. You want to train on the company culture and give them some time to learn. program them for success through your training and orientation package. And while you're doing these formal performance reviews, I want you to remember that you're meeting with your employees one-on-one every week to talk about the status of the job that they are doing and what's coming up for them the next week. I want to talk a little bit about managers here. Some companies just throw new managers into the fray, but I don't recommend that. It's very critical that you train your managers well. The switch from being a member of a team to being the manager of that team is one of the most difficult transitions in business. And that's because it's far easier to pick up a new skill set than it is to adopt a new mindset. Let me say that again. It's far easier to pick up a new skill set than it is to adopt a new mindset. Cognitive training is simpler and quicker than emotional and perspective training. I remember when I became a manager for the very first time. I thought that it was just about ordering people around and telling them what to do and getting to do all the fun stuff. I thought it was about doing all the cool stuff and having other people do the drudgery work. And I was a terrible manager. Now, well, because I've been around for so long, I would love to work for me. So here's my tip for you. Be the type of manager that you would love to work with. Take a few minutes and write down the characteristics of a good manager, and then go be the manager that you would love to work with.